I'll tell y'all right now, this is what makes our freedom. Yeah.
Weekend, we got to be with all the family, and I enjoyed each and every day of it.
Good, praise the Lord.
You know, I was sitting at home there yesterday. I know y'all are saying, but I was sitting at home there yesterday, and I was thinking about how blessed that my whole family is.
Yeah,
you know, we're not only going to get to see the splendor of God, but
bless.
You know, my children's gonna see their mother again.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
Super, super blessed.
Amen.
And I thank God for it every day. You know, my granddaughter wrote a thing out here on the tablet this morning. I showed it to Brother Andy.
Yeah.
She calls me Peepaw. She said, "Peepaw, if you go up there to Meemaw's grave tonight, tell her I miss her and I love her."
Yeah.
This is a hard day for me, and I'm sorry I cried all over
the place,
but I need to get it out, I guess.
That's all over. bless him, Lord.
God's so good to me and so good to my family.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, guys.
Jesus, praise God, we can have peace in the valley.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
A lot of valleys in life. Bless you, Brother Mitchell. Yeah, sure do.
Good Lord, from the place you're going to find it.
He's a God of valley. Amen.
I'm ready.
Yeah, that's right.
Today, Happy Mother's Day. I have a good mother, spoiled me rotten, I guess y'all can tell it, but I was the only child, and she done went and overdid it, I reckon, and if my mother was alive today, why, I'd be eating dinner with her today, but one day I am going to eat dinner with her, amen. It's going to be a different table, Joanne. We're going to sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I'm going to guess she's going to cook the cornbread. I don't know, sir, but I like Mama's cornbread now. But I'll tell you one thing, I miss my mom. I was there the day the Lord took my mother home. I didn't know He was going to take her home, but I was there. I held my mother's hand between my two hands, and her sister, my aunt, held her other hand, and my mom went out of this world so fast. She died with her eyes still open. I didn't even know my mother's even dead. The doctor walked in the room, in the hospital room. Walked up to my mom. The doctor's a whole lot smarter than we are. She said, "The Lord, if you can hear me, close your eyes." Me and Jim, we still yakking away. About like me and Donnie. Just talking a mile a minute. The doctor said, "Would you mind stepping out just a minute?" And we out there yakking away out there in the hall. And the doctor came out there and said, "She's left us." My aunt passed out. And I spent the rest of the evening trying to get my aunt on level ground, and I really couldn't even, grieve my mother's passing away. My aunt just said, "She can't be dead, I need her," and fell straight back. And, you know, we just don't know from one day to the next. I was aiming to eat dinner that day with my mother at her house, and she already had the meal fixed, and when I got over there, the ambulance was there, and she said, "You go on in there and eat. I'm fine. My sister won't leave me alone. She wants me to go out to the hospital." I said, "Well, Mom, wherever you go, that's where I'm going." She said, "I said, get in there and eat." And that's one time I disobeyed my mama. Pray. I said, "No, Mom, I'm going with you." She didn't like it. I don't know if she knew she was going to die. I know for sure that I didn't know she was going to die. But she died on a Sunday. I always eat dinner with Mom on Sundays. Dad had left Mom for another woman. And it was a terrible hindrance for the whole family. It had a ripple effect. We was all affected by it. But I was trying to comfort my mother, so I always went over there on Sundays. And I spent the afternoon with her. Done my best to comfort her. But, this ain't heaven down here. I wished it was. I was telling Donnie, if there wasn't a devil down here, we'd have a whole lot better time down here. But there's a devil down here, and the Bible says he walks about like a roaring lion, singing whom he made of iron. Don't give no place to him. For sure, don't give the whole place to him. But listen, resist him, he'll flee from you. Like I said, I want to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day. I'm sure they've got something they probably put together back there for the mothers. I don't know. But anyway, we want to take our text this morning. I thank you for coming. It wasn't raining out there when we got there, but it looks like it's raining now. But it ain't raining in here. Yeah, it ain't raining in here, amen. Hallelujah. Got some good news this morning, Brother Ed. He came up with quite a plan on how to add to the church and not do anything but take a wall. And I said, "That's great, brother. Why didn't I think of that?" I'll tell you right now, it was a great idea that he come up with. What we're going to be doing, we're going to be going back with our auditorium, and we're going to buy chairs. We're going to have two sides. You can decide whether you're right hand or left hand Baptist. I don't know. But we're going to have an aisle down the middle. I may need it. I'm feeling like getting blessed, getting running every now and then. I might walk back, but I may take off running with it. Amen. All right. We'll be reading out of John chapter 19. I stumbled up on this morning, I'll confess. I was going to preach a burning message today. Not that I wouldn't have done it. I'm just the messenger boy. I told y'all I'm nothing but the messenger boy. I was talking to Brother Ed yesterday, and I was telling him I wished I had more tears.
Yes.
I do. He said he's going to pray for me that I'd give a few more tears. And I said, "Thank you, because I do want them. I do." But I'll tell you what, the Lord changed the message on me this morning about 4 o'clock. As I was praying and weeping before Him, named all y'all by name. The young man back there, I didn't name you by name, but I'll tell you right now, I pray for everybody that's going to be here today, so I guess they got you in, amen. Everybody else's name got called out to God. And Lord stirred my heart in the direction I'm going in here, and I'm thankful for that, because I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd have preached that message. I feel like it needs to be preached, but I'll let the Lord decide when and where.
Right.
But anyway, we're going to take our text from what the Lord led me to in John chapter number 19, starting in verse number 25. I want you to listen real good, because I read this, I have to admit, it broke my heart.
Bless him, God.
I want you to listen real good what we're going to be reading here in these verses here. God help me to be real, even here today.
That's right.
Boy, these passages right here, I'll tell you, they're tender, boy. Woo! John 19, verse 25. "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus His mother."
Oh, goodness.
"And His mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene." So there's three Marys here.
Yeah.
"When Jesus, therefore," listen to this, "saw His mother and the disciples standing by whom He loved, He saith unto His mother," now this next word would have been mother, but it would have been mother mentioned twice. So He says, "Woman, behold thy son." I want you to know He's honoring His mother.
Amen.
"Then saith He to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And I'm preaching today on Jesus had a mother.
Amen.
Y'all pray with me, please. Lord, thank you for the message.
Yes.
Lord, I feel honored, Lord, just to deliver this message today.
Thank you.
I pray, God, Lord, you give my false father clarity. Lord, that I might be able to deliver this message, Lord, like you gave it to me.
Yes.
May we all receive a blessing here today. May we all understand, Lord, how short life is. And Lord, how you've given us everything that we have need in this life, things that pertain to life. You've given everything we have need of, Lord. Bless us and help us today. We thank you for whatever you do. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You know, it's not a good time in Jesus' life. I know he came to die for the sins of the world. I know he came to give his life a ransom for many. The world still don't understand Jesus. They still want to know why. There was one time I didn't understand why he had to die. I'm sitting there thinking, why didn't God deliver him? I mean, I just had Neil Carnal thought, didn't know no better. But there was no other way for a sinner like me to be redeemed from sin, to be forgiven of sin, to be saved from sin. And he literally took my place on the cross. And if you're saved today, he took your place
Amen.
On the cross.
Amen.
And he died in your stead.
Yes.
And the Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life.
Yes.
He that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
Amen.
The wrath of God abideth upon them. I don't want wrath. I want mercy. I'll tell you right now. Our Sunday school lesson this morning was on the wrath of God.
Yes,
it was terrible just to teach it, but it was another thing to think about being one of those that had to reap what you sowed and find yourself before the eyes of a God full of wrath that's coming to judge this world. I'll take mercy any day of the week.
Amen.
But Jesus only lived 33 and a half years. Everybody, you know, that preacher fellowship yesterday, he said, I guess I'm the oldest preacher here. He said, I'll be 99 in 10 years. I mean, 89 is still fairly old. You know what I mean? But he kind of called us by surprise and he said, I'll be 99 in 10 years. We thought he was going to be 99 this year. But anyway, Jesus, he lived 33 and a half years. And what we just read right here, he gave his life for us. They didn't kill him. They wanted to, Brother Mitchell. They couldn't kill him. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. I want you to know, in the providence of God, he was the Lamb of God that had come to take away the sins of the world. And what a great job he did.
Amen.
I remember the day he took my sin away.
Yeah.
Woo! Wasn't that good, sir?
Amen.
I'm kind of like one guy, I can't explain it, but I have experienced it. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know I understand what it means to be saved. It's
That's
wonderful.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I highly recommend getting saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Preaching about Jesus had a mother. He didn't have long to live. Verse 30 tells us that he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now he's dying for the sins of the world, but Carolyn's not dying without his mother. Matthew chapter 27, I think it's verse 47, that Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Fulfilling the prophecy concerning him, mentioned in Psalm chapter 22, verse number 1. If he hadn't have quoted that verse from the cross, they might have misunderstood who he was that was nailed to the cross. But when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken that scripture when he made that statement. The Bible said we see him smitten of God and forsaken of God. But Carolyn, he wasn't forsaken of a mother. There stood by his cross, his mother, amen. I mean, I want you to know, buddy, if there's ever a time to have mother around, that's the time to have mother. Man, I remember hearing on the radio one time about a young mother. She's watching her children play, and they're riding a four-wheel, and I don't recommend that to anybody, but something went wrong, and one of the little girls got thrown off of the four-wheeler, and she was injured to the point she wasn't going to live, but she ran to her mother and got up in her mother's arms, and her mother held her till she passed away. She didn't want to die without being close to her mother. You may not be able to understand that, but mothers do. They understand that. She said she knew that I could kiss and make it better. She knew I could somehow help, and she ran to me. But I want you to know, sometimes moms can't help. But praise God, she was there for him.
Right.
You know, the mother of Jesus, Brother Mitchell, she couldn't help him, but she was there. Yeah, she was there. Amen. I want you to know it ain't easy to be beaten beyond recognition, be nailed to a cross, be ridiculed by everybody, and you know, have to put up with all that, put to an open shame. The Bible says he endured the contradiction of sinners against himself and said, come down, we'll believe you. He endured all that.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I like that. Not without his mother. He didn't have long to live. I was hoping Sister Brenda would be here this morning. She'd already been weeping. Me and Brother Ed, we went out to a nursing home to visit Brenda's son, Gary, but we never did ever go out there. Brenda wasn't there.
That's right.
Man, I've never seen such care given to someone all my life. I mean, she fed him. She wiped his mouth. I want you to know she gave him something to drink. And she asked us to have prayer over him. And we did. We prayed for him and prayed over him. And I want you to know, buddy, he had a good mother. Amen.
Yes.
She was right there by his bedside all the way, wasn't she, Brother Ed?
Yes, she was.
Oh, my. I tell you, boy, that's one thing about a mother. Man, they'll be there. You count on mom. Everybody else might let you down, but mom's coming. She brings something to eat. Hey, she brings something to make you feel better. I mean, I've got to come down and everything else, but I'm still here, man.
Amen.
Takes me by the nose, give me to open my mouth a little bit double.
That's right.
That's the law a certain time, you know. I mean, back then, buddy, tried about anything. About like President Trump, drink bleach or anything. Man, we tried to survive. We didn't have modern medicine. We didn't have no sense either, Brother Eric. We just poured. Poured the dickens and loved one another.
Yeah, that's
sure enough, brother, she pulled some cash all along down me, pulled some hurt time down me, may have poured police down me. Heck, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I survived. Amen. She took good care of her little boy.
Yeah.
Amen. He didn't have long, Brother Ed. But I'll tell you what, he wasn't without his mother, amen. She's right there with him.
Yeah.
Verse 25, it says, now there stood where? By the cross.
Amen.
Ooh. By the cross of Jesus. She may have had some blood on her.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that Mary completely understood everything that was happening that day. I'll tell you what, wasn't nothing she could do about it. She wasn't big enough to withstand the army of Rome. She couldn't stop what the soldiers did. She couldn't stop the putting on the crown of thorns. She couldn't stop the beating. She couldn't stop, you know, all the humiliation. But I'll tell you one thing she could do, she could be there. She stood. The Bible said she stood by the cross of Jesus, Brother Patrick, his mother. She's right there, baby. Right there.
Yeah.
Everybody else may be lying and making fun of them. She's right there by the cross.
Yeah.
No doubt there's probably got some blood on her.
That's right.
That's her boy.
That's right. Amen.
She raised this boy.
That's right.
Brother Jerry, Sister Carolyn, talked about that hand that rocks that cradle, rules the world. She is rocking the cradle of the one that does rule the world.
That's right. Amen.
I'll tell you what, buddy, she done her best with it. You know, sometimes mamas, they do their best. I broke my mama's heart. I don't know how many mistakes I made. Most of you mothers can probably look back and remember how the kid that God gave you broke your heart till you never gave up on. She never gave up on me.
Right.
I made all kinds of mistakes, Miranda. Mama, she get over it. I was glad when she did. But, you know, it didn't last long. If I ever did make her mad, it didn't last long, amen. I wanted Mama's compliments. I went out there in the yard out there, and we had them little old daffodil-looking, yellow-looking things, you know. I'd get a handful of them, you know, come in the house, hands all dirty, have dirt all over my face and everything else. I said, Mama, I picked these for you. She put them in a Coke bottle or something like that, you know, and set them up there in the window, set them in the prettiest flowers I ever seen. That's just a mother, amen.
That's right.
I want to get her praise. I want to get her compliment. I want to be a blessing. I broke her heart more than I ever blessed her, but I'll tell you what, Jesus had a good mother.
Yes.
She's right there. In His hour, buddy, she's right there, amen. She's right there beside the cross of Jesus, amen.
Yeah.
Woo! Boy, I like that. Now they're stood by the cross of Jesus, His mother. Whew. Oh my. Jesus, the Bible said in verse 26, they saw her there. Said when, therefore, Jesus saw His mother. You know, she wasn't just there, but she was there where he could see her.
That's right.
Old Brother Ed, he got that magnifying glass out back there trying to see. But you know, Jesus had been beaten to the place. He's trying to see through a veil of blood. He's trying to see through eyes that are swelled. But I tell you what, he's able to see enough her head. He can see his mother.
Amen.
Oh, what a comfort it must have been to him, Brother Jerry.
He could see me.
Yeah. But you know what? She was there and he could see that she was there.
Amen.
Oh my, what a comfort that must have been. You know, he didn't have much comfort on the cross. It's not comfortable to be nailed to a cross. It's not comfortable to be beaten. It's not comfortable, I'm telling you, buddy, to wear a crown of thorns or nothing like that. But there was some great comfort in the fact that Jesus, his mother, was there and he could see her. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen, that's a blessing if you get that. He saw his mother there. She was there for him with love for him. The kind of love that we all need. That mother's love. You know, that kiss it, mom, make it better kind of love. Also in verse 26, I want you to notice he honored his mother. Ooh. He said, behold thy son. He said, I'm still yours. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the age of 12, he kind of rebuked her a little bit because he had a work to do. He said, no, you're not. I must be about my father's business.
That's right.
But,
amen.
She's still there, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
He said, behold your son.
Heck.
But he's honoring her. You know, the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1,
yeah.
Children, honor your father and your mother in the Lord.
Yeah. Right.
That your days may be long upon the earth, for this is the first commandment with promise.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, buddy, he's honoring his mother. Amen. Set a good example for all this rebellious boys and girls that somehow, I don't know, we look somebody to blame, and you blame your mom, and somehow she just takes it. She loves you so much. She won't fight with you. She'll just love you. Get mad, go out the door, slam the door. And you'll probably drive off in the car. She probably bought for you, probably put gas in it. You know what? She's watching before you come back, sir.
Right. Right.
She stays up. My wife last night, at about 12 o'clock, I'm going to bed. She's waiting up for the granddaughter to come home.
Yeah.
That's a double mother. You know, no matter, everybody don't get their grandpa or grandma. My old brother Eddie showed me back there where his granddaughter sent him a message. And you know, that's a double blessing right there.
That's right.
When I went on to bed, I got up this morning, I noticed the granddaughter never did come home. My wife, she said, yeah, she sent a text. She is tired, too tired to drive from town to our house. So she just lives right across the road where she works, so she just scooted over there. She'll be down there today. But you know, my wife's staying up.
Right.
Worried about it.
Yeah.
I don't worry about it. I pray over it, man. I put him in. Hey, I'm going back home. I say, Lord, I'm putting him in your care. You can't hold that light, man.
Yeah.
You can take him in that light, man.
That's right.
You don't pray for him, buddy. I feel sorry for you. You're going to have to smell the road ahead. Hey, put him in the Lord's care.
That's
shadow of His wing.
That's right.
I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I can't tell them what to do. You can. My prayer for my grandkids is that they stay in church. That God will put a hedge about them, keep them from the ways of this world, from the wickedness of the devil. And you know what? I'm praying, Lord, that He'll help them find a good godly husband, amen. Want them to keep them in church, amen.
Amen.
That'll provide for them, protect them, and pray over them. And if they don't, I said, Lord, it's your fault. I told you what to do. That's right. I prayed, amen. I pray God take care of them, keep them out of the apple of His eye. I said, Lord, let us both enjoy watching them grow up. They make mistakes, we'll handle it, amen. Brother Danny's always singing that song, me and God will show up on the doorstep, amen. Yeah. Blessed are the peacemakers. Man, we'll make peace, amen. He honors his mother. He said, behold thy son. He could have very well just said right there, mother, thy son. I'm your son all the way to death. There was no division in their family. A lot of homes today struggle because of issues.
Yeah, that's right.
It ought not even be there. You know, life's short enough.
Yes, it is.
There ain't no sense to us being at one another's throats. I mean, forbear one another, love, forgive one another if you've been forgiven. Just love one another.
Amen.
It's rough enough, not fighting, calling people names, being sarcastic, you know, shut the door and insinuating something that you didn't really say, but you say that said.
Right.
We ain't got time for that.
No.
Life's short, brother. He come in here talking like he was old. I'm sitting there looking at him. He's coming. Yeah, I'm talking about being old, brother. Look at me, laugh at me like I'm looking from America. I mean, all of us. We're not getting younger. We're getting older, isn't
No.
Don't waste your time fighting.
That's right.
Waste your time passing out flyers.
Yeah.
Having cars, making calls. Hey, I was thinking about you. How's things going? You need anything?
Yeah.
Of course, I ain't going to tell you. Just kind of got to figure it out. Miranda, she get on that. She does a good job teaching her boys in line.
Yes.
I'm a little jealous. I like that. Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm preaching about Jesus had a mother. I'm going to throw this in here. It don't really fit, but it kind of goes with my other message. I still want to throw one in there just for the devil, maybe knock a tooth out or something, you know. But there's a Congress, or so-called Congress, woman called Corey Bush. She's one of the squad members. And I guess we just got knocked off air, didn't we, Brother Ed?
No.
Well, she's trying to be a gender-neutral term for women. And instead of calling a mother, she said, you know, birthing people.
Yeah.
You got in this world. You got in this world by a mother.
That's it.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad my mom was pro-life.
Amen.
You ought to be glad too, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Man, I might have been the only one she had, but praise God she had me, amen. Somebody said this woman had 10 kids, and they were wearing her out. She said, y'all go outside and play. Stay away from them railroad tracks down there, a bunch of tar down there. You know how it is, Joanne, you tell a kid not to do something, your mom will say, go on and do it.
Yeah,
and they went right straight down there, and one of them come back, and it had tar all over it. She's trying to clean that plate. She's holding up there, and she said, my God, it'd be easier having nothing to clean you up. And somehow, that's the way it is. I'm telling you, buddy, by this kid, you can't do nothing with them. God can't do nothing with them. I'm telling you, boy. Her dad's kind of stacked against you, amen. But I'm glad, praise God, my mother gave birth to me, put up with me, loved me with her last breath.
Amen.
She said, I love you. I wish I knew. That was the last word I'd ever heard my mother say. I mean, she's in a hospital bed. In a hospital. They gave her a shot. Brother Clay, I was there when she went in. They said, are you allergic to anything? She said, yes, penicillin. They put her in the room. Nurse comes in and gives her a shot. She's dead within an hour. I don't know. I didn't think about it at the time. They probably gave her a shot of penicillin. No one knew. I don't know. But anyway, you remember this? They're practicing physicians. You're putting your life in jeopardy when you go see one now.
Yeah,
right now, when you go, you better really do your homework. You better make sure you're going to come out better, not worse. That woman had an issue of blood. She spent everything she had, drew nothing better, rather worse. That's quadruple today. Man, I've never seen so much malpractice going on in my life. My wife, they sent her home to the hospital, and she still had all the wires on her. Then they sent us a bill for $20,000, Brother Johnny. I think I'll take that bunch of Warren hunters up there and that bill, say, what do you think? Gonna call it even? It's sad, it really is. But they care so little about people. I'm glad he cares, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And I'm glad Mary was there for him, amen. This woman here, she trying to fit in some kind of gender neutral term, and she referring to mothers as birthing people rather than use a gender name. I tell you what, the Bible says to honor your mother. She wasn't honoring her mother when she done that.
No, that's right.
And from the first mother Eve to the last mother of this world, thank God for mothers. I'll tell you right now, there ain't no substitute for mother. Closest thing to God I know down here. But he honored his mother. He said, "Mother, behold thy son." And then he's dying, yet looking after her. He tells John, verse 27. He pretty much tells John, "Take care of my mother." John took the mother of Jesus home with him and comforted her, took care of the mother of Jesus. And I'm going to guess, you know, Mary was young when Jesus was born, but let's just say she was a teenager. Let's just say 17. Mm-hmm. Even I said 17, he lived 33 and a half years. So
right.
She's somewhere around 50 years old now. She's not a young girl no more. And the burden of watching her son die probably took its toll on her.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus tells John, "I'll put you in charge of my mother." Brother Egg, he took her home with him. I'm going to say he probably took pretty good care of the mother of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Jesus had a mother.
Yep.
I had a mother. You had a mother. And he loved us, didn't he?
Yeah.
Said things about us wasn't true. But you know, he still loved us.
Right.
He said, "He'll never lie." The Bible said we come out of the womb speaking lies. I mean, you know what I mean? We always want our kids, you know, we always want them slicked up, you know. Man, my mama told me, Eric, she said, "You won't never be bald headed. She couldn't comb my hair so fast. We both wrong." I believe that. Amen. But, you know, when I was young, they called me cotton. I had snow white hair, and it was so thick you couldn't even brush it. I hated my hair. I couldn't part it for nothing. Finally, departed and solved everything. Boy, he still got his hair done about 10 more years. We'll see. Amen. But Jesus had a mother. Thank God I had a mother. Thank God if you, mother's still alive.
Yeah.
Mine's done graduated this life.
Yeah.
But if your mother is still alive, you ought to at least call her today and say, "Mom, thank you for being pro-choice or pro-life." Not being pro-choice, yeah. I deserve pro-choice. I got pro-life. But thank you for not aborting me. Thank you. We're putting those terms. Thank you for being pro-life.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for loving me, putting up with me. Try to do better. Don't break your mother's heart. I was talking a little bit with Brother Mitchell's sister, Bessie. She was telling me just minute information about her children. Broke my heart just to hear about it. Don't break the heart of your mother.
That's right.
Do what's right in the sight of God. And in her sight, try to be a blessing, not a burden, to the heart of your mother, because they're going to love you no matter what they decide.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, no matter what, they got all that teacher got in all kinds of trouble spanking that kid, and the mother told him to do it. She was there. She said, "I want you to spank him." And they tried every world to put a tail on her for spanking that child. I had it on video. You know, she got caught right there spanking that little girl. And the mother's right there saying, spank her good. Hear her again." Little girl needed it. We got this political correct society gone crazy.
Yes, we do.
Man, I've never seen such nonsense in all my life being promoted. Oh, my. If you got a mother today, you better call her today.
That's right.
Say, Mom, I was thinking about you. Happy Mother's Day. If you got a Mother Day, she's probably like the Mother of Jesus. She's been there for you.
That's right.
About everywhere you look, you've seen signs of where she's helped you some way.
Amen.
Don't be in denial. Say, my mama never done nothing for me. You might want to give that some serious thought.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, children, honor thy father and thy mother. This is the first commandment with promise that your days may be long on earth. There's a lot of young people in graves today because they didn't think that mattered.
No. They
just thought that's a bunch of words, Brother Ed.
Yes, they did.
They found out, buddy, God that gave them a mother, gave them a father. Might not have been best case scenario, but it's in your best interest to honor.
That's right.
Your father and your mother. If you won't live to be any age at all, you better. I'll tell you right now, buddy. God bless you. You ought to be thankful. You ought to quit your complaining, quit your blaming. Call Mom up if she's still alive to say a day and say, Mom, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for not only loving me and putting up with me, but thank you for all you've done for me. I'll tell you right now, buddy. Give her double honor.
That's right. That's
what Proverbs 31 says.
Yeah.
She's worth a double honor. Boy, Jesus had a good mother. You know, it's kind of strange that He was her Creator, and yet she was the chosen Mother of God.
That's right.
Oh, my Father, thank You, Lord, for the thoughts of today.
Yeah.
Lord, it may have went over our head, but I got a feeling, Lord, this message is going to go further. And these four walls, I pray, Lord, You'd help us to be mindful of the words, Lord, in Your Word concerning Your mother. Lord, concerning, Lord, the thoughts that we put together today.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, I pray. And Lord, bless, I pray. And we thank You for whatever You do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I love my mom. I'd give anything a piece of cornbread right now. I can ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry and Sharon feels like it. Maybe a verse of invitation on him. You know, maybe you ain't thought about your mother in a long time. God said, honor them.
Amen.
You're going to think about them, think good thoughts.
That's right.
That's right, Sharon.
Number 122, the blue book.